Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin,
And I'm Laura.
and we are talking about one of my favorite things, some things that you like about Japan.
There are so many things I can talk about, okay? So I've been to Japan so many times, and I just love the culture, the food, and the beautiful scenery there. And I like the way how they keep like traditional things as the way they are, or they have been,
Oh, interesting. Well, I've only been to Japan a couple of times. The food is definitely
I
my
know,
favorite thing. I love that there are the different seasons there, whereas, Taiwan has, it has winter and it has summer and there's a little bit of a spring and fall, but, in the
Not
spring
so
there, you
much.
definitely have like a full spring,
I
a full
know.
fall sort of thing, and the scenery changes for each season,
Of
and I love that too.
course. Okay, so why are we talking about Japan? Are we going there?
Well, I wish. Actually, we are talking about a tradition that you will see very often in Japan at this time of year. So let's find out what it is.
Reading. The Colorful Story of Koinobori. Many years ago, a school of koi fish found themselves at the bottom of a sacred stream. They were told that if they could swim to its source, they would be given magical powers. Though the stream's current was strong, one swimmer managed to reach its source. As a reward, the koi was transformed into a golden dragon, the image of power and strength. The story of this spirited swimmer is the basis of an interesting part of Japanese culture, koinobori. For much of spring, these fish-shaped flags can be found flying outside family homes in honor of Children's Day. As reminders of the koi fish's strength, they are symbols of parents' hope that their children will grow up happy and healthy. Their use dates back to the Edo period. At that time, the shogun, who led Japan's military government, would use images of the fish to celebrate the birth of a baby boy in his family. This practice caught on among wealthy families around the country and soon found its way into the rituals of the imperial court. Ever since then, the flags have appeared every year as colorful wishes for the success of the next generation.
All right, let's start our article today by saying where this legend came from. It says, many years ago, a school of koi fish found themselves at the bottom of a sacred stream.
How cute. Okay, 所以呢，一开始我们好像要带入大家到这个一个传奇的故事哦。他说，在很多年前，一群鲤鱼，我真的很怕我会念错，红鲤鱼、绿鲤鱼，这个，绕口令真是超难的。Koi fish，OK，就是我们刚刚提到的 koi fish，它其实就是鲤鱼的意思。他们发现呢，他们在一个神圣的小河或是溪流的最底部哦，最下面，这里的 a school，OK，a school of，当然不是指一间学校啦。这里的 a school of 就是指一群什么什么，那后面的名词我们通常一定要是鱼类，像是 a school of fish。OK，那 sacred 刚刚有提到，这是个形容词，就是神圣的。OK，那我们这里有看到 find，OK，find 在本句的这个句型当中是不完全及物动词，OK。然后后面接受词后，仍然需要加上什么受词补语来补充说明受词的状态，解释为发现什么什么。比方像是 We found them waiting for us，我们发现他们在等我们耶。或者是呢，如果有时候呢，你有放一些蟑螂药在家里，那你可能就会发现这件事情。The cockroach, yes, was found dead the next morning. Good, okay. 所以小强的尸体隔天早上。然后被发现，所以他已经 GG 了。OK，另外 find 还可以表示觉得什么什么，比方像是 Do you find John difficult to talk to？你是否有发觉这个 John 好像跟他聊天有点困难呢？
That was quite a coy tongue twister
I
you tried、
know.
To say.
So、mm. difficult.、
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are talking about these、mm-hmm. koi. Let's find out what happens here. It says they were told that if they could swim to its source, that's the rivers,、
uh-huh.
they would be given magical powers.
Wow.
Okay. So let's find out what the adjective magical is all about.Here, we're using the adjective magical to talk about something related to magic. Now, of course, we know what magic is from movies and TV. It's like when a person can make an impossible thing happen or become true. So, something that's magical is able to do magic. For example, this is a magical carriage. It will turn back into a normal pumpkin at 12 a.m.
Cinderella!、Mm-hmm. OK, 好了，那回到课文哦，这些鲤鱼他们被告知哦，说诶，如果他们可以游到河的 source 是哪里，就是源头，他们就会被赐予神奇的能力，魔法般的能力 ，magical， 我都会通常想到 Harry Potter， OK， because he has magic， right？ Or magical powers，
right？
OK， magical 就是魔法的，魔术的，它是个形容词。OK， 那我们比较熟悉应该是魔术，就是 magic 这个字哦。OK， 像是呢，嗯，我想到 a magical potion， OK， or I talked about magical powers、mm-hmm.。Or diamonds were once thought to have magical powers. 这个钻石曾一度被认为是具有魔力的。
Mm-hmm.
Now, magical could also mean very pleasant or exciting.
That's
like,
right.
We had a magical time.
All right. So, it says here, though the stream's current was strong, one swimmer managed to reach its source. So, out of that school of fish, only one got there.Because they had trouble swimming against the current. Now, a current is a continuous, that means it doesn't stop, movement of water or air. Currents always move in the same direction. And when you go swimming, especially in the ocean...It's important that you notice which way the current is going because it can move you to other places very quickly and you don't want to get stuck in it. Here's an example. The boy threw the stick in the water and watched the current take it away.
Current 在本课是当作名词来用，有水流的意思，像是 to swim against the current 就是逆流而游，或者是 to swim with the current 当然就是顺流而游哦。嗯，比方像是呢 ，He was swept out to sea by the strong current 是什么意思呢？他被激流冲到了海里 ，or strong currentsPulled the swimmer out to sea. 哇，听起来这个水流是非常的危险。那 current 其实也可以指电流，比方像是 switch off the electric current before changing the bulb， 像是换灯泡前要先把电源切断哦。或者它也有气流的意思，那就是 air currents. Air currents carried the balloon for miles.
Okay, so we saw that one fish managed to make it to the source of the stream. Now, this phrase, managed to do something, is used to show that someone does something successfully, often after a lot of hard work and trouble.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Managed to do something, 就是设法去做某件事情成功做到顺利完成通常是指非常困难的事情比方像是 A small dog had somehow managed to survive the fire、mm-hmm. 一只小狗在这个火灾当中侥幸逃生或者呢像是有时候我们可能会跟同事们说 Don't worry about us, we'll manage, OK、mm-hmm. 就是不用担心我们一定可以应付得了啦可能通常是有非常多的艰辛的任务要必须完成。OK， 那回到课文提到，就是虽然这个河流的水流很强，但是有一只是顺利达到源头哦。Let's continue reading and find out more about today's article.
All right. Well, the article says here, as a reward, the koi was transformed into a golden dragon.
Wow.
The image of power and strength.All right, there's a lot to talk about in that sentence, Laura. Let's start with reward. We said the koi got a reward. Now, this is a noun, and it's something that you get for doing something good or brave. It can be a prize, like money or a trophy, Or it could be praise and honor from the public or someone in authority, like a parent or a teacher.
Oh.
As an example, you could say, I'm going to offer a 5,000 NT dollar reward to anyone who helps me find my dog.
Oh, okay.So I hope you find your dog, okay? Reward, 有奖赏啦或是奖励的意思。不过它还有这个报答或者是一些酬谢别人的一个奖赏这样的意思哦。我们先来看一下奖赏的用法，就是 There is a reward for whoever finishes first. 无论谁可以先完成都会得到一份哇奖赏哦。Okay, or sometimes the mom、mm-hmm. to the kid, like what you were saying, somebody、mm-hmm. in authority. You can go to bed late tonight.、Ooh.As a reward for doing so well on that test.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 那当然刚刚有听到他也有这个悬赏金的意思，像是 The police offered a reward for any information about the robbery.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 就是警方这个悬赏征求有关这个劫案的任何线索。And reward can also be used as a verb, okay?、
Right.
Mm-hmm. 它当作动词有报答或是奖赏的意思。For example, all his hard work was rewarded when he saw his book in print. Wow,、mm. that would be nice to see、mm-hmm. your own book, right?
Yeah. All right, so his reward、mm-hmm. was to be transformed into something.
Right.
All right, let's take a look at this verb, transform. Now, when something or somebody transforms, it changes into something else completely.Now, we often see this in stories about magic. For example, in Beauty and the Beast, a witch makes the prince transform into a beast because he wouldn't help her. Here's another example. Cinderella's fairy godmother transformed her old dress into a beautiful gown.
Wow, you love Cinderella so much.
I do.
Okay, transform 呢有彻底改变啦，或是彻底改造的意思。它是一个动词。相信大家都知道 Transformer 就是变形金刚这部电影。Mm. 对啊，它就是会变的东西嘛。OK, 那我们要怎么用 transform 这个动词呢？像是 the new paint completely transformed the room, so it changed the appearance、mm-hmm. of the room.
Right.
Or, for example, you could also use this phrase, transform somebody or something from something、mm-hmm. into something else.
Right.
For example, the movie transformed her almost overnight from an unknown schoolgirl, mm-hmm. into a megastar,、mm. superstar.
Right.
Wow, so when a famous person、mm-hmm. get famous overnight, that's what happens, okay?
Exactly, they transform into a star.
Right.
All right, so we saw that the koi transformed into a golden dragon.、
Yeah.
Now, we described this dragon in a certain way. We said the dragon was an image of power and strength. Now, the way we use image here is a description or a representation in words, especially when we're talking about a metaphor、mm-hmm. or a simile, which you might learn about in your English classes.
Yes.
All right, here's an example. The writer used a lamb as an image of innocence in her book. That's what we're kind of saying, like the、
right.
lamb is a symbol of、right. innocence.
Or when you're writing poetry or、
right.
poems, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, image 其实在这里指的就是比喻或者是意象这样的意思。它是个名词哦。比方像是 the poem is full of images of birth and new life.、
Mm-hmm.
就是这个诗当中充满了诞生跟新生活的意象。当然 image 也可以有不同的意思，像是它可以指自己头脑中的一个形象啊，或是印象。 Here's another meaning of image、
mm-hmm.
For example, he doesn't fit、my image of how an actor should look、
mm.
So he's different to the、
right.
way I think okay?
OK,
就是他跟我心中想的演员的模样并不相符。An image could also mean、reputation, like、mm-hmm. 形象啦、声誉啦，像是 the aim is to improve the public image of the police.、
Mm.
这个目的是在于改善这个警察的公众形象。所以在课文的小补充就是，据说这个鲤鱼旗的诞生是跟中国的这个鲤鱼登上瀑布后就会变成飞上天的龙的这句话是有关联诶，好有趣哦。
All right, so we now see this koi and he did so、
right.
well in this task that he's turned into a golden dragon. Now,、
mm-hmm.
this was a really interesting story and there's more to this story than you can think. It says here, The story of this spirited swimmer is the basis of an interesting part of Japanese culture, koinobori. Now, correct me if I've said that wrong.
No, that was really good.
I tried
good.
My best. All
okay.
right.
Spirited, OK, 这个形容词就是精神饱满的、啊、会有热烈的还有勇猛的意思哦。所以这个故事关于勇猛的鲤鱼其实也是我们一直这个主题鲤鱼旗的由来，因为日本人认为这个鲤鱼是最有精神和活力的鱼类。
All right, so in English, I'm guessing that koinobori are like flags,
yeah.
right? Okay, and I know that because the next line of the article says, for much of spring, these fish-shaped flags can be found flying outside family homes in honor of Children's Day. Now, there's a tongue twister for me. Fish-shaped flags flying outside of family homes.
OK,、mm-hmm. 好棒哦。OK, 所以呢在春天的时候我们会看到这些 koinobori, 就是鲤鱼旗它都会怎么样挂在屋顶上飞扬啊然后庆祝儿童节哦。
All right, we saw that these fish-shaped flags fly outside of homes in honor of something or somebody. Now, when you do something in honor of something or somebody, you do this to show how much you respect or admire that person or thing. You do it to show that you think this person or thing is special in some way.
So in honor of something, 就是为了庆祝什么什么、mm-hmm. 像是 a banquet in honor of the president, 就是为总统举行的宴会 or they're having a dinner in honor of the new coach.、Mm. So this is just a way to show respect and admiration for the new coach.
Exactly. All right, so it also says here about the koinobori, as reminders of the koi fish's strength,They are symbols of parents' hope that their children will grow up happy and healthy.
Oh, reminder 是什么呢、mm-hmm. 其实呢就是提醒人的事物 OK 所以这里来补充一下有关这个背景就是家家户户为了祈求跟庆祝家中男孩的健康跟快乐就会挂着这个鲤鱼旗因为它有象征着成功跟百折不挠的精神哦所以它代表着力量跟勇气还有达到更高的目标所以当然父母都希望家里的男孩是这样子的啊
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's find a bit more out about these flags. It says their use dates back to the Edo period, which is about from 1603 to 1868.
A long way back.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we said they date back to, or their use dates back to. Now we use the phrase date back to show how far back in history something started.
Date back 就是追溯到 OK 比方像是 This tradition dates back to medieval times 就是这个传统可以追溯到中世纪的时期 OK so that's what date back means、mm-hmm. Let's continue reading
OK it says here At that time the shogun who led Japan's military government would use images of the fish to celebrate the birth of a baby boy in his familyAll right, so we saw here that the shogun would use images of fish to celebrate something. The shogun is the leader, or was the leader back then. Here's what they're doing, celebrating. When you do this, you do something fun to show how something or somebody is special. We often celebrate holidays or people's birthdays, or when something big happens in their life, such as if they get a new job or graduate from school.Here's an example. It's the last day of school. I think we should celebrate tonight.
Oh, okay. Celebrate, 大家应该最喜欢就是因为这个字通常跟节庆或生日有关就是庆祝那是一个动词。像是 My parents always celebrate their wedding anniversary by going out to dinner. 我爸妈每年的结婚这个纪念日他们都会出去吃饭庆祝。
Okay, so once this powerful leader started doing that, something else happened. It says, this practice caught on among wealthy families around the country and soon found its way into the rituals of the imperial court. All right, let's find out what this phrase, catch on, in that sentence means. It's today's pocket phrase go, so we're going to take a quick break to find out what it means.
Pocket phrase go!
Hello, darling. Here I am.
不是番茄 John， 也不是芥末 John， 我就是大名鼎鼎的 Sir Elton John。常叔，我来教你学英文啦。My song started to catch on in 1970s. 我的歌曲呢，在1970年开始流行起来了，也就奠定了我40多年来国际巨星的地位啦。Catch on 这个片语哦，你可以想象一下 ，catch 就是抓到，如果没抓到就是没跟上，所以 catch on 就是跟上了，变得流行 ，something become fashionable or become popular。像是我的歌，或者是呢我夸张的造型。In the 1970s, my style was catching on with young people。在70年代，我的造型在年轻人之中流行了起来，魅力不凡就是我强叔。
Okay, whoa.就是我们学到了 catch on 就是流行的意思、那回到刚刚课文，我们提到这个典故是源自于这个江户时代，所以那时候5月5号其实是德川幕府定定的重要的集会日哦。那各大这个将领必须要穿着正式的这个礼服啦，向这个德川祝贺。不过刚刚好这一天也是他儿子出生，所以呢之后就一起庆祝啦，然后之后就演变成替男孩子们或者是小朋友们祝贺的节日。所以原本是他们就是很重要的人物庆祝，然后现在是一般人我们都会庆祝了。
Okay, so like Laura said, the leader started doing it, and then the wealthy families started doing it, and then it became really, really popular.
Yes.
And that's why the last line of our article here says, ever since then, the flags have appeared every year as colorful wishes for the success of the next generation.
That's so good. Okay, now we know what those colorful flags are for.
I've always seen them, but have never known. But we are going to have more information about the Koinobori tomorrow. We are not finished quite yet, though. Let's take a look at our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Alright, our For You Chat question today is, what animals have a special meaning in your culture?
Okay, that's a really easy one.
For Taiwan, I think.
For
Canada, maybe not.
So dragons for sure.
Right.
And even horses too, because they're very hardworking. So we have this saying that says...龙马精神 that included both animals, dragons and horses, the spirit of the dragon, the horse, meaning that you should really try really hard and you will succeed, that kind of idea.
I think with, with the zodiac, there's 12 animals.
They all have a special meaning.
Right. Now in Canada, I can't really think of too many. I mean, we have animals that are our national animals.
That's right.
Right? But I wouldn't say they have a special meaning. I would just say that they're the most common animals you find there. All right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some other Canadians out there who have a different idea or a different way of answering this question. But we are all out of time. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Colorful Story of Koinobori.Many years ago, a school of koi fish found themselves at the bottom of a sacred stream. They were told that if they could swim to its source, they would be given magical powers. Though the stream's current was strong, one swimmer managed to reach its source. As a reward, the koi was transformed into a golden dragon, the image of power and strength. The story of this spirited swimmer,is the basis of an interesting part of Japanese culture, koinobori. For much of spring, these fish-shaped flags can be found flying outside family homes in honor of Children's Day. As reminders of the koi fish's strength, they are symbols of parents' hope that their children will grow up happy and healthy. Their use dates back to the Edo period. At that time, the shogun, who led Japan's military government,would use images of the fish to celebrate the birth of a baby boy in his family. This practice caught on among wealthy families around the country and soon found its way into the rituals of the imperial court. Ever since then, the flags have appeared every year as colorful wishes for the success of the next generation.
Vocabulary Review.
Magical. Thousands of years ago, the people of Egypt thought that cats had magical abilities. Current. The river's current is very strong here, so swimming here has been banned. Reward. The mother gave her son extra dessert as a reward for cleaning his room. Transform. Though normally shy, Lisa transformed into a different person whenever she acted on stage. Image. In many countries, a white dove is seen as an image of peace. Celebrate. We celebrated my grandmother's 80th birthday by taking her to her favorite restaurant with her friends.